Victoria, you are already able, under licence, to grow industrial hemp. So you can grow it here, but the prohibition is about producing the seed and the oil for food. So it's quite an odd thing that we're able to grow it. Hemp can be used for weaving and materials and other things, but not just for food.
Is that a legal issue at the moment in terms of getting that through, or is it a moral issue?
No, it's nothing to do with moral. It's gone before COAG, which is the Council of Australian Governments, and they've talked about it and they said, okay, we'll come back and have a look at it in June, and it hasn't happened. We'll come back and have a look at it next year. So to me, it's very much a bureaucratic issue. It's got stuck in the system, and we just need it shaken around and move through. Now, there's basically, certainly in Victoria and Tasmania, very, very strong support from everybody concerned to clear away this problem and allow it's already growing, but allow it to be used for food.
So what are you hoping to achieve now to move this issue forward?
So what we're doing is we're moving a motion in Parliament to ask the Prime Minister and the Minister for Agriculture to fast-track the decision by COAG to allow health food shops and other people to consume the seed and the oil.
How much support do you have to pass this legislation?
Oh, very strong support in Victoria and New South Wales. I think what Andrew and I are trying to do is to actually put it up as our job as independents is to sort of say to the government, like, this is not good enough, you need to act on it. So I don't actually think they're going to support it, but it will certainly raise it in Parliament and will enable, I hope, provide the necessary pressure that the government will go, oh, we need to just get this through. This is an anachronism. It needs to be changed, and we'll fast track it.